Hey, Booker Toll. I don't know if you guys remember last week or if Mom, I can't remember if she mentioned it, that she's going to be in Washington, D.C. this week, the prayer breakfast tomorrow. And then right now, this very time that we're at right now, she is leading what they call a breakout session, and she's teaching on or an updating on Israel. So we're just going to lift her up right now. So we're going to join forces as one, and we just are going to approach the throne room. And Father, from right, hallelujah, glory to God, Father. First of all, I just want to thank you for these precious, precious, powerful voices that you have put in this prayer call for such a time. And we thank you, Father, that they are such a support to this ministry, to Billy Brim and what she stands for. And Father, as she goes today and stands before and tells people about Israel and America's role in Israel, her plan, God's plan for Israel, Father, we ask for utterance, for Holy Spirit-directed utterance in the name above all names, in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I know in your hearts you feel like you're a part of this, and you are. You're a part of this calling that Mom has as a voice. And she, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she is very, very partial to this 8 o'clock phone call. This is a highlight to her because it's so close to her heart, and she has bonded so much with you guys. Today in prayer, first of all, watching our president last night and the anointing upon him and the love of God that flowed through him was amazing, wasn't it? How even the ones, those women who were dressed in white, how they stood up. Glory to God. And I was just, we told him, we're like, wow. And then when they sang happy birthday, you know, to the man who was a soldier in World War II and all of it was just, it was surreal. And I know that's all from the God working with the body of Christ in prayer for this time, for the leadership, for the awakening, for Israel, for her place, the bond between Israel and America, the bond between the covenant. And Father, oh man, I don't know, my heart was just like, oh, we thank you, Lord. We're seeing this, aren't we, with our eyes? We're seeing that even the enemies are coming around. And with President Trump, I've always in my prayer life, you know, some people don't get this or see this, but I've seen him as Cyrus. And in Isaiah 44 and 45, it talks about Cyrus, but the particular verse that I wanted to bring about Cyrus and prayers today was Isaiah 44, verse 28. And who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, or saying to the embassy, but to Jerusalem, a blessing to Israel, Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. We know that in this dispensation, we're the temple of God, but in the next dispensation, that the temple of God will be in Jerusalem. And in praying today, and I'll go back to Cyrus. He was like a shepherd last night, wasn't he? Did you see that shepherd? And then he shall perform on my pleasure. That's the will of God, what God has ordained. In praying for him, there was two things that the Lord has brought to my heart at different times, and it was making straight paths for our president and fulfilling all God's pleasure. Fulfilling all God's pleasure is not easy. You can only do it by the Holy Spirit, because you know that when you start doing God's pleasure, that's when the devil takes notice. And he sure did take notice when that embassy was moved. And he sure did take notice when he wanted to build a wall. Glory to God, to protect America. Glory. So, in praying for our president this morning, Proverbs 3, which is a wonderful chapter, but it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, that word acknowledges is knowing him very closely, intimately, like from your heart. Acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. And I have a spirit-filled Bible, and it says, God's promise to Cyrus was that the crooked places would be made straight. That word direct means comes from the poetical name, upright one. So we come before you, Father. We thank you that our president walk in upright ways, that in all his ways, he knows you from the heart, more and more and more from the heart. And we thank you that you will make his path straight, upright, stable, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Kavrashte. Ikara Sora Chaya. Ineki andondura shiti anokora sandiki ataya. Alaki abrosonda bekianaya. Ora visi comba punch de bika ma sombra punch. Kitonga vista bakandi di ongunta staya. Ekene ne konda donga visti gandi suka mandi gela vrusto banda da kaya di ati a konda di alataya. Ikea rosondo rusora shea mahaye. Ikora remake straight path, hallelujah. Ilokura vronda kayenenia kora mahaya. Ikine brusto, ikuna brusto bashika. Isokama kayana nia ka. Inakayana ko, inakayana kayano kondariala kai. Ikene kara so. A highway for the Lord. A highway for the Lord. A highway for the Lord. Hallelujah. Isu ramande, isu ramakaya di kia masaya kaya, ile kia na tonde di kia no sora ki aya ne kia na kaya na kia na kora, ila kora shaina kaya di kia no kora. Give him eyes to see. Give him ears to hear. Oh, Rasia Kayati. Iadondan Shikam Rosoka Makainiki Anakainiki Ekanda Ikina Kora Kinekanda Sora Ki. Anakainik Enik Andaria Kondaria Kayaria Ki and a tired of the cold. Ela sora shia ke. Ela no sora shia ke. Ora shia ke. We lift up his family, Lord. We lift up his wife, Melania, his children, his grandchildren. Ora shikaish, ora shandai. Isikora shundi kini sora nakai de kine kandai de di akai de di oko. Ora brain is seen a consta brain a kai de kora makanda de akai de di oke. Ora prashai. Ora shaya. Oh, Rashikea, Iroshea, Kayania, Kova, Ila Vristi Biki, Ila Vristi Biki, Ame. Oh, Rasha, as I was praying, it was just came to me that our prayers are like the wind, the Holy Spirit wind that's carrying him along, to his destiny. And we just keep praying in the Spirit over him and bringing those scriptures the Lord impresses upon you and speaking them out. Hallelujah. For his destiny. His destiny is tied to the awakening and it's tied to Israel. And the nations, other nations too. Isi as a light. As a shepherd. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Ora si ora kai. Ora si ora masi.
Ora si cai in ci consegna. Ora si canci di col a te a cai in mia. Ira radia cora. Iria cora massaia. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. There's a scripture in Psalms, and it says, it is written in your word, or maybe it's in Proverbs. I think it's in Proverbs, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and that you turn it whichever way you desire. We believe, Lord, that the heart of our president is in your hand, and his decisions are divinely directed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isi ora shela rosso koma chika na niaka. Ola shela vresi kara yo kochi. Thank you. It seems like the Holy Spirit really took up with this today. Glory to God. Glory to God. And what is tied to this, with President Trump is Jerusalem. And in Zechariah 2, I'm just going to speak a little bit about Jerusalem because that's God's will. And it says, let me see here, verse 2, verse 8. For thus, chapter 2, verse 8, for thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. He's talking about Jerusalem. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For surely I will shake my hand against them, and that's judgment, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. He will again live in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And then Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, therefore says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house, my temple, shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. And then in verse 17, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Israel. In other words, he'll live there. Mom has several teachings on Israel, but one of them is how in Jerusalem there is a special place where the Temple Mount was, and it's a portal to heavenly Jerusalem. And that's why one reason why people pray there, and then they pray there because God says, I will hear from that place. And in this dispensation, we're heavenly Jerusalem, and I believe that's why we're so connected with Israel, is because we are the heavenly Jerusalem, is the spiritual Jerusalem that's directly above it. Of course, it's part of heaven now, but it will be directly above it as one. And, of course, Mom's teaching that Jerusalem is actually Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and Ein is plural. That means two. So in Israel, if you've been to Israel, you will see these two Jerusalem paintings every a lot of places you go. You'll see Jerusalem, and then you'll see this heavenly one above it. And, of course, we're born from above, not born from below, the earthly Jerusalem, but we're born from above. And because God's the Father's heart is so, you saw how his the apple of his eye is Jerusalem. That means you too. Don't touch God's anointed on the heavenly or the earthly. But he is so in tune to earthly Jerusalem for this next dispensation when the Jesus as the Messiah comes and rules and reigns the nations there. And, of course, so the enemy knows that if he can keep Jerusalem in the devil's hands, that he can rule the world, that he can be the Antichrist is actually going to come in the third temple, not the fourth temple we just read about. Jesus actually comes and builds that as a carpenter. He builds that temple. But anyway, the enemy is going to come through the Antichrist, and talks about that in Thessalonians, and he's going to say he's God from that place, thinking that once he says that it's going to happen, but it doesn't. It's his demise. So that place is very, very special. We'll need to know more about the specialness of it in the eternity. But the bottom line is that is where Jesus is ruling and reigning. And that because it's so big in God's heart, it's big in our heart. And I was praying about Jerusalem today, and I was praying. And let's just give our hearts to this right now. Oh, that there no be division of it, no dividing of this land, no dividing of Israel, no dividing of Jerusalem from America, from any pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. He's so from the man that is to come in. Father, we ask for the right man as president, a prime minister of Israel. Hallelujah, that sees, Father, the biblical, what God has said, that loves your word, that feeds on your word, that feeds on your pleasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okora manchika. Inekene vroso prachenye. And if that is Prime Minister Netanyahu, if it is someone else, Father, that as you got David out from the field, Father, whoever that man is, Father, we lift him up right now to have a strong backbone. Hallelujah. Ikona manchine kana sora vrika mansuna shika makane ki ikayani sora kayani konstambra. He will not back down from any kind of pressure. He not punch the mako ilakona masanya kanini kiyako. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Rasishe. Isoka mancheya. Ilorusuk omanch takayene ke. Iso rabbanaya kayene. Oh, Ravrokoso. Ikana saye kete. Oh, rabbana kayene ko. Oh, Rashe. Oh, Rashe amakayene. Father, we ask for even a stronger strengthening of the two nations, covenant nations of America and Israel, that strengthening, that bond of strength, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Ora sikana mishika ko. Esikora mashikana makayeni mikono nokora. Esikala vrasika na mokora vikishi kana masoko machi. Asaka nesika makunda kajiti kana kunda liyala kayene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for this breakfast tomorrow, Father. This prayer breakfast of the Senate chamber. The Senate. I'm not sure if it's in the Senate chamber, but it's a Senate breakfast, Senator breakfast. Ora kayene. Ora, we pray for the leaders there. Mother's got a special place. She's talked to y'all about it. A special place with our senator here in Missouri, Senator Roy Blunt. Father, anything, oh, come on, that you have ordained for this time, this place tomorrow, we hold the blood over it. No weapon formed against it will prosper. We hold the blood of Jesus over the entrances. We hold the blood of Jesus over security. Oh, Father, let your presence invade that place. Father, let your presence invade it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We're in such a time. We are living in such a time. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, prayer warriors. We thank you, army of God. Hallelujah. Glory. I just really like this scripture. That's why I want to bring it out. And then we'll close on this scripture. And it's in Jeremiah verse 9. Yeah, chapter 9. I keep got that mixed up. Chapter 9. First of all, just turn to this part. And it's Jeremiah verse 1 and verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth, and the Lord said, Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. When we're praying in the Holy Spirit, not in our own thinking and our own ideas, that's what's happening. That's what the anointing does. He told Jeremiah. Jeremiah said in verse 6, Oh, I can't talk. I can't speak. I'm just a youth. And he says, Don't say I'm a youth, for you shall go to whom I send you, and whatever I command you shall speak. Do not be afraid, for I am you with you, and with us he's in us to deliver you, says the Lord. And I touched your mouth with my Holy Spirit, and I put my words in your mouth. And I see to this day that I've set you over the nation. He has set us over our nations to pray in the Spirit, to speak what comes forth from our heart, and to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw out, and then to build and to plant. Hallelujah. Maybe that was the verse the Lord wanted me to end with today. So I end with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your supply. We thank you for everything, and you have a blessed day today, a blessed week, and shalom, shalom.